And Scooter can go fuck himself.
Full House may be a family-friendly show, but just like Uncle Jesse's late-night motorcycle trips to Vegas, this ride is intended for consenting adults only. So strap on your favorite vest and dress up your mannequin. It's time for the Milkman and the Paperboy.
Parked out in front of the house, so Danny knew that the party was
happening. It's San Francisco. Like, how much? Like, there's not that much parking to begin with, and like, they all have cars, and like, I don't know.
That especially day. That part of San Francisco, that's bullshit. There is no street parking. Nobody was parked in front of his house. So
the hot fishing lady is the next thing I have marked down. Hot fishing lady, Jesse's butt looking good, mounted his bait.
Danny enters. Every single one of his friends looks like a total fucking goober.
Including his cousin.
All of them. His cousin.
The guy he hugged. Hey, Cousin Eddie, or whatever he called him.
Cousin It. I thought that was a nickname. I thought he called him Cousin It.
I think it was Cousin Ian.
I thought it said It, too.
Yeah, but I thought that was Cousin It. Like, that guy was hairy, so they called him Cousin It.
Was he hairy? I thought he was bald.
No, he had hair. I don't know if he was hairy.
Wow, the deep questions. You only hear him here.
Shows like Lost. It just gives you questions. It doesn't answer any of them.
Was he dating Caroline, the fishing woman?
I felt like it was implied.
She was being awful friendly with him.
Yeah, she made a joke. She gave him a present that implied his penis was small. So you gotta be like have be in a close relationship with somebody for them to humiliate you in front of an audience.
It was a nice throwback to our personal best episode for some reason. It was like episode 2.
Tough ship
to go fishing, and she's the captain of the boat. And
they hooked up.
Yeah, she was all over Danny's nuts, and he couldn't.
Probably got some rough man hands, don't you think?
Yeah, all his years on the high seas, singing shanties and fucking swabbing the decks.
Yeah, she saw that Danny Tanner money. And she wanted a piece, but it didn't work out.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah, they. I guess
he said I wasn't ready for this, but now she's back.
Yeah, that was because. Her man hands that she rubbed a little too hard. He was like, I don't know if I can handle this. I'm sorry. Those hands are so rough. Get some of that Norwegian hand cream now.
Some O'Keefe's working hands. Yeah, it was nice to see her come back. There's not a lot of bits that pick up from different episodes.
I didn't think we were going to see ever any continuity.
Yeah.
So she gives Danny his gift, which he opens up, and she said, last time Danny was on my boat, he didn't catch anything, so I mounted his bait.
And there was a little tiny fish mounted on a giant piece of wood.
Little tiny fish.
And everybody, when that moment happened, we were all like, what? Because that is not subtle at all.
Yeah, the little girls who were there, like, even the five-year-old got that one. Like, she's talking about your dick, Danny!
She mounted his bait.
Apparently you got some dead meat.
That's fucking great.
So then Jesse gives Danny his gift, which given what we were going into, why would he do that?
Well, no. The girls brought it in. Stephanie brought it in.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. There's one last gift.
Okay.
There's a gift, and they bring it in, and Jesse's like, oh, fuck, it's the car seat. Now I'm going to have to explain what happened in the car.
This sweet lambskin.
They were horrible. They looked really uncomfortable. Like
their shits get wet, too, if he leaves the top down by accident.
They were like a thick fur some type of fur. It didn't even look like it was like something soft. It looked like something rough.
And it didn't look nice. Wool. It looked like shit.
Yeah. What a shitty gift.
It's like a golden, like, lab color.
You know that shit collects farts, like. you let one rip in there, that thing's gonna stink for a month.
You spread that shag and they come flying out.
Is it a Greek thing, buying, like, a sheepskin seat cover?
They do love the sheep in Greece. I know that.
Easy. I got a couple Greek cousins. I can't make any jokes for that kind of thing.
You got a little Greek in you?
No, not me.
No.
Danny refers to the guys as birthday nuts. Then, so Jesse has to come clean because Danny says, I love my seat covers. I'm going to go put them on my car. Goes into the kitchen. And at that point, Jesse pulls him aside and he was like, I got to tell him now. Then, oh, I really enjoyed how Jesse blamed the Spanish missionaries for building San Francisco on top of a bunch of hills for the accident. I thought that was nice.
It was definitely a made-up. He was definitely finger-banging some chick and wasn't paying attention and rolled it into the lake.
You think that's what it was? You think there was some backseat action going on? He accidentally kicked the emergency brake. They were probably watching the Golden Gate Bridge from like some hill somewhere.
They were watching the submarine races.
The submarine, is that a thing?
Is that a euphemism?
Am I the only guy here? You never heard that before? Watching the submarine races? Yeah, you take a date down by the river, you hang out.
Does that mean
you watch the submarine races? You're not actually seeing, you're just looking at a river with nothing going on. If a cop pulls up, hey, what are you guys doing? Watching the submarine races.
I have never in my life heard that before, that phrase. Have you ever heard that before?
No? Seamus does live right next to, like, a Navy base. So,
and a marina.
Yeah. My wife's on the way home. I'm going to ask her when she walks in if she's ever heard the phrase. He said, watching the submarine races. Yes.
My kid's grandfather actually taught me that expression. I was dropping my kid off. And I said, oh, I got plans. Me and before I was married, you know, we were still dating. I said, oh, we're going out for the afternoon. And he says, oh, here you go, watch submarine races. And I went, what?
You can do that?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Do you have to be behind some kind of glass panel?
Is it on ESPN?
Do you have a tube? Some kind of tube, like the fucking aquarium?
Is there a reverse periscope involved?
Everybody's on a boat and they put a periscope that goes down so they can
you can only see submarines if they're really, really close.
Or it's like one of those cruises that you go on up in Alaska where you can go down in the glass bottom of the boat and watch the submarines race each other.
Well, if you get on Caroline's boat, you can take the stairs down inside. That thing was huge. That's a callback to an old episode that you didn't listen to.
I've listened to it.
Yeah, but it was like 6 months ago when it came out.
Yeah.
Danny goes outside laughing, and they do the classic comedic trope of turning the laughter into crying.
They fucked this bit up really bad.
How have you written it?
You shouldn't have showed the car smashed until Danny saw it. Because there's no impact to it.
Yeah, why did that? That is a weird... That's kind of... It was a short episode. Yeah,
but I think it was so they could get that... Oh...
Oh, yeah, because they couldn't show the crash, you know, like...
No, they don't have that kind of budget. No. They don't even have a budget to make it look like it really crashed. They just fucking throw dirt on it.
But they shouldn't have showed the fucked up car until Danny came out. And then you get that impact with him of like, oh, shit, that car's fucked up. Like, we already seen it. He walked out and was like, yeah, old news, dude. Way to catch up with everybody else, Danny Tanner.
Yeah, you're right. They should have written it where we saw it for the first time then.
Yeah, it was a poor choice on their part.
And then you hit the commercial break. We could have written the show better. Where you at, Lenny Rips? Come on now.
He was there.
Don Van Adda and Lenny Rips.
This was a Lenny Rips episode.
Danny says, we end scene with, I can honestly say this is one birthday that I'll never forget.
He is so fucking repressed. Like, he needs to go shoot some automatic weapons, watch some, like, really nasty porn. Like, Danny needs to eat some steak and, like, just be a man for a day. It is literally like his balls died when his wife died.
He put them in the coffin.
Do you both have girls? Do you have to, like, not give in to, like, smashing Jesse's face in front of the little girl? when you're raising them? Because, like, I would think, like, I don't know, I would imagine if I had, like, a 10-year-old son and somebody just fucked up my, like, my friend fucked up my car, you know, like, that's a fist fight in front of the 10-year-old.
Not only your friend,
son.
Their uncle.
Yeah. But, they're like, that's a fist fight.
You live in Keensburg. Of course you're going to punch him in front of the kid.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I wouldn't be, like, a sad sack and just be fucking whining about it. I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
and he wasn't pissed. He was just like,
ho-hum.
Oh, my car's fucked up.
Oh, bother.
Oh, my life sucks. My life's dead.
I can't even watch porn in this house.
I hear what you're saying. I'm with you. At first, I was like, I don't know if it's a manliness thing necessarily, but it's just like, show a little fucking.
I'm not like sitting here. I'm not like one of these creepy men's rights dudes and shit. But like sometimes like testosterone needs to like flow through your body. And,
I've seen
like,
some of your Twitter posts.
Well, yeah.
What is that horrible Twitter account, like men's tweets or whatever it is, where,
The men's rights shit is so
it's
creepy.
The worst.
It's the worst.
There's nothing worse than men's and white people's rights groups
general.
What? Anybody that's saying, oh, now, you know, white people are the minority. Go fucking fuck yourself.
White men can't let anybody have anything. Even we're like, no, we gotta be persecuted too, guys.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
We're the ones being persecuted now. Hey, white people, I'm one of you. Shut the fuck up. Okay, with that stuff.
And we are doing a Full House podcast. Full
and
House
another thing.
Has, like, the least minorities of any show I've ever seen.
We've seen one black person so far.
How
many?
11 episodes.
Motherfucker. It was Ernie Hudson.
11 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Was that the only one?
I think it was a kid.
That girl was
kind
of dark-skinned. The one that a lot of vagina was kind of dark-skinned.
She was swarthy.
Yeah, she was swarthy. She had that little woman mustache if she doesn't wax and shit.
She's Central European though.
Italian.
Was she okay?
She was supposed to be Italian.
Okay, this part of the episode gave me a little question. Who would win Saget versus Stamos in a fist fight?
Saget, because when those man juices finally do flow, like he's gonna Hulk out. You saw him kick the car and deflate the tire. That's all fucking backed up man juice.
What are the rules of the fight?
No rules in a fight.
No rules.
Jesse,
street fight.
Yeah.
Can Jesse scratch him?
Yeah.
Jesse can scratch. Jesse might win then because he might go for the eyes.
Danny can pull the mullet though. You can control his head. Have you ever seen people fight like in real life?
Yeah.
If there's a dude that has long hair, they just grab him by the long hair and pull his neck back, and then he can't do anything.
Danny's just gonna grab his mullet, pull him back, and jab him right in the throat.
get him in a back mount, pull his hair, and start punching him in the face.
Oh man, that would have been an awesome Full House episode with Stephanie like, "No, go Jesse."
I was still rooting for the episode where Jesse came downstairs with the baseball bat for him just to fucking rock Joey upside down with the baseball bat.
If only. The perfect world.
We're going to go rewrite the new season of Full House.
Yeah, that actually sounds exactly like Shameless on Showtime. That's exactly the little kid in Shameless.
Oh, who does?
One of the little kids in Shameless hit.
But who
like
sounds
an
like?
Adult, the episode we're writing right now. Full House sounds like an episode, yeah. Times have changed.
So that actually happens, or it sounds like a theory?
No. In an episode of Shameless, the little kid.
I like
beats
that show.
Somebody with a bat.
That's a really good show, but I don't watch it, and I can't tell you why.
I got addicted.
I haven't watched any of it.
I'm in love with that girl.
It's
don't
pretty,
know.
Like it's a pretty but. Good show. I should go and watch it. Steph loves it. All right, party over. Did any final thoughts about Danny's just being a sad sack and then kicking a car?
I think we got that pretty well covered.
Next day, we wake up Michelle's room, and Danny's still being a sad sack about the car. And he says to her, "What does Mr. Carr say?" "Oh, that's right. He says nothing because he's dead."
That baby just mugging for the camera. How do you get a one-year-old or whatever, 1.5, 2 year, like, to mug for the camera like that? Because that baby knows the camera's on.
Extensive training.
Yeah. They probably put peanut butter in her mouth, like, Mr.
There was actually little fish hooks in her mouth, and a guy above the camera pulled her lips up to make her smile. Yeah, we got a lot of robes in this scene. There's a lot of robes in the house.
Yeah,
well, you can't have your, like, dang-a-lang out with, like, little girls running around.
You can wear PJ pants and a t-shirt. You don't need to have a robe on everybody.
1988, what was this,
87? 87.
All about robes.
Yeah, the heyday.
You think Cameron's mom was on the side of the set like, no, you need a robe. This is very inappropriate. I can't have my daughter on such a racy TV show.
Well, it kind of makes sense, because back then, men used to wear briefs. So you got to keep that shit covered. You can't just walk.
There's also that famous story. There was in a movie or a TV show. I guess it was Rock Hudson takes off his shirt and he wasn't wearing an undershirt, and undershirt sales went down like drastically after that scene because it was such a popular movie and like you didn't. I don't know. That was
and probably.
Story, but...
Men just always wore undershirts. Mm. They were liberated
by from the gay rock Hudson. Yeah.
I was just
going
to say, to this day, no gay man has worn an undershirt.
He's a very fashionable man. I mean, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, that man chest. That 50s man chest.
I'll be seeing a lot of him in my Looney Tunes quest in about 200 episodes.
Listen, you can plug OG VHS at the end, all right?
we'll deal with that later. So we're in Michelle's room. Joey comes in and does the Ranger Joe Woody thing. Or not Woody. What was the
Mr. Woodchuck?
Mr. Woodchuck.
Baby voice.
Does the Mr. Woodchuck baby voice. What happens next here on Lost
Lands? He comes in and does his stupid voice and cheers up Danny. Jesse comes in. Danny says he forgives him. It's not a big deal.
He does that. That's when Joey had his best line of the show, when Danny talks about how it's time to, like, grow up or whatever, and Joey does the, I just said that yesterday, or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the best Joey delivery I've seen in however many episodes of this we've done.
Well, it was, in the previous episodes, Joey was, like, uncomfortable with his situation in life, and it seems like he's turned the corner to just accepting that he's a deadbeat and embracing it. And I think, because early on, when I was a kid, I fucking loved Joey, and watching the first 9 episodes of the show, I hated him. But I feel like he's finally, like, coming to be the character of Joey that we remember.
Well, as we discussed in last week's episode, once they've made a room for him, he's accepted where he is in life.
He has his own room now in the basement. He feels accepted. He knows that the guys love him unconditionally, even if he goes touring around to college campuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have a homeland, you have no identity. It's like the troubles in the Middle East, Summed up.
You should write the treatise of how fucking Joey Gladstone is like the Islamic State.
They're both just as good at comedy, I'll tell you that. Have you ever seen the picture of ISIS and they're all in their black things and it looks like a thing from Tropic Thunder because they're all in like the gun poses, like the Charlie's Angel gun poses with each other?
I read a thing that said that one of their biggest issues with the terrorist groups and stuff is the lack of proper training, because the people who come in to actually train them in using small arms and whatever typically have learned what they know from movies and video games. So they're teaching these guys like they know what they're talking about, but they're teaching them like stupid bullshit. Right. And it's actually working out for us in the sense that when there's like a gunfight, these guys will fire their guns dry, like thinking like a video game or a movie, like you just hold the trigger down until it stops and then pull it out.
One of the guys I was in Mississippi with was like an army guy, and he was saying that's what they teach you. They're like, take a breath, aim, and shoot, because they're just going to be spraying.
Yeah.
If you take that second, they're not going to hit you. You aim, you're going to hit them. There's no chance they're going to hit you.
There's also guys who think that you can hide behind couches and, like, walls because they see, like, movies.
Holding up a cookie sheet. You can't get me.
Yeah, like Mexican.
Hides behind the couch.
Yeah, like Mexican drug cartel guys. Like, they'll have, like, these giant shootouts with the government. And they'll, like, jump behind a couch because they saw, like, a movie. And then, like, the army guy's just like, all right. And they just shoot him through the couch.
Fuck, I didn't bring my couch penetrating bullet. This 30 millimeter shell is just not gonna blow through that couch.
Yeah, so it's one way that pop culture and media is working out in the world for good.
I imported that Uday Hussein armored couch. Why did this not work?
Shout also, out to Uday. Michelle's kind of an idiot.
The baby?
Yeah. She is not... For the level of development that she should be at this point, she's not saying any words. She's like, I'm a little worried about her.
Welcome to the Milkman and the Paperboy. We call babies idiots.
She's not a baby. Would you be putting her through
like the autism tests and stuff? Like,
well, we find out that...
Is she rocking a lot? Did they find her rocking in her room?
Well, I'm looking at the Olsen twins' current day, and I'm like, maybe there's something to that.
I'm seeing the seeds of that now. I'm just saying that. She's cute. She's adorable, but she is not.
I think she's heavier as a baby than she is, they are now.
Ever.
Right? Yeah.
Because, like... she's they are at the biggest that they will ever be.
Heaviest they are ever.
That's like a fucking year and a half old.
Since their mom was on the side of the stage, we really got to cut down on the baby food here. You're getting a little chubby.
Danny cannot get over the fact that he's 30. And this is where I start to get irritated about it. Because his presumably favorite possession in the fucking world just got destroyed by his best friend slash brother-in-law. And he's upset that he's 30. That's what he's thinking.
Because, like, it doesn't matter. He can't bang teenagers anymore. So, like, why does he need the cover?
Danny Tanner never banged a teenager. I guarantee you.
I'm on the sports news. You can see me on the news tonight if your parents let you stay up.
Their parents probably would not be upset if he came over to pick up their kids.
Oh, shit. That's Danny Tanner.
He gave me tickets to the game.
His emblem jacket makes him look really sophisticated.
Keep the jacket on, please, Danny.
All right, so my notes actually drop off at this point.
Okay, I have the rest of it.
Well, the episode, it doesn't even necessarily pick up, I guess, but it just kind of...
Well, we still
the car dealership, right?
Yeah, the whole car dealership situation's about to happen. one other line that I had that was too good to pass up. When Jesse's talking about Michelle, and he says, I can't keep my lips off her tummy. That was really troubling to me.
Yeah, it's a step up from her butt, like in that other episode when they just drop her face, her dirty-ass diaper right onto its face.
But I can't keep my lips off her tummy is one of the grossest things I've heard in a long time.
Is it worse than really the feet recording? There's been some is this up there with creepiness factor of the...
In an earlier episode, Stephanie was sleeping, and Danny was just, he had a handheld VHS camera pointed at her feet while she was sleeping, and then she woke up, and he was like, ooh, Stephanie's awake. And it was like, you could not do anything that would creep me out personally more than that. Like, you could literally have a camera taking pictures of my man area. I would not be as uncomfortable as if you did that.
I would. Putting a camera in your man area would make me very uncomfortable.
Well, I'm saying that there is nothing, if I were in that position, that you could do that would make me more uncomfortable with the camera than that.
I want to put a challenge to any of our listeners to, next time you're with your significant other, just whisper to them, I can't keep my lips off that tummy. And see how they respond.
And then the next day, be video recording their feet as they wake up. And see... Compare and contrast the response and write us an essay.
This reminds me of some of the reminds me of some of those nights in the basement.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea. So you have to whisper those words, I can't keep my lips off your tummy. And then the next morning you need to take, cell phone, whatever, you take video of their feet as they're waking up.
If they're still there the next morning. Let us know how that goes. You can get at us on Twitter, on Facebook.
We're looking at you.
So do that and we'll like put it up on our website.
Please. More details the better.
All right. Car dealership. We find out that they already know. So was this the next? This must have been like the day after. right?
It was the very next day.
Yeah, they just Googled. Know
what the fucking assessment is for the auto insurance.
Yeah, no, because, well, the auto insurance thing, I don't know. But I know Jesse was hard at work all morning. Danny and Joey are still in their bathrobes, pussyfooting around upstairs with the Michelle. Jesse came up there, vest on, ready to roll. He already knew where the car was. So I don't know if he'd already been in contact with the insurance people.
That doesn't make any sense because I guess maybe if you have a plan where they tell you, but so they go to the car dealership and the first thing that they say is we have 11,700, they kept saying. We have $11,700 because that's what the insurance company's going
to
pay out.
But how do they even have access to that money?
Right.
You know, like, isn't that Danny's insurance or is it Jesse's insurance that's paying it since he was driving?
Yeah, but he's got motorcycle insurance. Like his car insurance.
Yeah, but like, then how do they have access to this money without Danny knowing about it?
Well, Danny had access to it too.
Neither of those motherfuckers have credit. So it's not like they went in and they got a fucking car loan. They have no credit history.
No.
Jess is 24. Maybe he has his first credit card. Joey hasn't had a job in 10 years. They don't have any credit, so it's not like they bought the car outright.
They could
have
traded in the Volkswagen and Jesse's motorcycle for maybe $2,000.
They must have promised Danny's money somehow, or like $40,000.
Here's the Xerox of the check that we will give you.
I swear to God, we're going to have this money anytime now.
Don't we look like too trusting? Like, don't you trust us?
Oh, what was that phrase we had to ask about?
Something about submarine races. Sinking your submarine or something.
Watching the submarine races.
Hey, Steph. Am I allowed to talk? Yeah, I have a question for you.
Hi, Steph.
Have you ever heard the phrase watching the submarine races?
No.
Yeah, no. Nobody's ever heard that before.
It's a thing. I'm not making it up.
Yeah, Seamus made it up.
Hi, Stephanie. Nice to meet you.
It's Kat. What's up, Colin? What's going on?
I'll let you guys get back to it.
Yeah, we're pretty close to being done, I think, right?
I hope so. My notes end.
We got 3 hours of tangents to go off here.
Coming out with a long one, I think.
Ooh.
So
about the shooting episode. Brother. Yeah, Seamus is about to go watch the submarine races.
Yeah. Can I just, my note for this whole scene, they go to the car dealership trying to wheel and deal, is that Jesse is to leather what Joey is to denim in this scene.
Rocking denim.
Two shades of denim, too. That's the early Justin Timberlake right there.
Joey Gladstone, the original JT.
He had some fly sneakers on again in that. Like, really, Joey has he's a sneakerhead, apparently.
Which, if you took two dudes that were equally good looking, and you put one in Jesse's outfits from this era, and you put one in Joey's outfits from this era, which one is doing better for himself?
Joey, like, Jesse's got that Esteban look going.
I'm saying, like, the hair, so everything but the face. Imagine they're the same looking.
Like
person.
A mullet off between the two of them?
Jesse's outfit is definitely going to be out Joey's outfit any day of the week.
You think so?
Well, it depends on where you are. Are you from a current day?
Are you at a Bon Jovi concert?
It depends on where you are.
A Raffi concert.
Or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you're in Brooklyn, how about if you're in Brooklyn?
If you're dressed in that, with that Joey gear, right, the goofy shirts.
The Joey gear or the Jesse gear?
I think if you're in Brooklyn right now, it's the Joey gear. If you're in Portland, it's the Jesse gear. You know, it's like East Coast, West Coast.
So the West Coast is as much as... I don't like that we're the Joeys, though, on the East Coast.
I don't... That's why we don't live in Brooklyn right now, right?
We're in the burbs. We're in the burbs. We're Danny's.
Yeah, we are Danny's.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, this episode was the... I wrote, this episode makes me feel old like 10 times throughout the internet.
I think they're wrong. I don't think we're wrong. So, car dealership, they make the offer. The car dealership guy makes an offer of 12. So, Joey comes back immediately and says 11,700. And then he gets a phone call. And then he starts talking, and then the guy's like, I'll give you $12.50 or whatever. And the price starts going up and up and up. And I think you had it, right?
Oh, immediately I went, that's Daniel.
I didn't have it.
Really?
No, I didn't figure it out right away. I thought it would be either that there was nobody on the other side of the phone, I thought that
that was my first thought.
That was the first thing I thought.
We're cynics.
Or it would be some other. I mean, it didn't even come into my head that it would be Danny.
Yeah, I saw that's like a trope. I've seen that done.
It caught me a little bit by surprise, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, we were just talking. At one point, I had a
There's
note.
There's a note-taking going on over there. I don't know.
Jesse does the backward chair thing. Does anybody?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, does anybody actually do the backward? Have you tried to sit in a chair backwards?
What kind of chair are we talking about?
Like the one that it AC literally
Slater.
Looks like one
like
of these.
Wider,
he does
yeah.
it in the kitchen,
it was a kitchen chair.
Earlier on.
AC Slater is the only person who does that.
Yeah, and those were the school ones with a narrower.
Or a diner.
The max. He did the
like
chairs in the max.
A little bit. You can kind of pull it off with that.
That shit just makes my nuts hurt looking at it.
It's more of a widespread problem for most.
Yeah,
most
you've never
people.
Sat
like,
on your own nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking you sit on your own nuts a lot if you're doing the backward chair thing.
Because you have no.
Well, he's got those tight leather pants on. He's got.
I wear
those
decently tight pants.
He's
my nuts
briefs,
don't move around.
Number one.
Oh yeah.
He's wearing briefs, and he's wearing tight pants. So those nuts are not going anywhere.
You can speak.
You're lying. I was just gonna mention that he does it all. That backwards chair thing.
Jesse does that all the time?
He does it all the time whenever there's like a house meeting and they all gather around him and it
oh,
always happens
shit.
In the kitchen.
See?
Always does
this
that.
Is the kind of insight that we need.
Yeah,
get,
she's
I've
deep
never
on the full
that.
House.
All right, so
I
now
bet
I have to
now
count
now
voices.
That
look
the
for that one
throughout.
We have to count voices. We have to watch for Candace Cameron's goofy teeth to get fixed.
Still
then we have to count
were
the backwards
still
chair.
Yeah,
today?
They were still bad.
Teeth
I
check?
Like, yeah. Bad teeth.
Bad
let's,
teeth.
Let's check in with Connor for a bad teeth check.
Which we are. I'm going to find a bad teeth sound.
Hashtag bad teeth.
Every episode, regardless of guests, we should have a cut in moment of Connor and the teeth. Bad.
We'll cut some B-roll later of just you, and then at some point we'll be teeth check. Fix them.
Not mangled no more. They're mangled. They're really bad.
All right, so they're at the car dealership. They're back and forth fighting over the price with Danny, not knowing that he's the guy on the phone with the shady car dealership dude.
Yeah, that guy was up to no good. I know a lot of salesmen. That guy was a shady-ass salesman. That's why I assumed it was going to be nobody on the other side of the line.
Well, he did pull the shady trick at the end where Danny gave up, and then he still said another $1,000 on top.
But that was what lost the car for him, or that was what lost all the money for him.
Well, I just thought it was funny that they were like sweating the $300 at first.
Right.
Like, we need 11.7, not doing 12.
Yeah, where the fuck are they coming up with all this money?
Yeah, and then it jumped to like 20 grand over the course of
yeah,
this back
and forth.
They
were ready to pay 20 grand. There's no way that those two fucking idiots are paying 20 grand for anything.
I'll just flip this quap of coke I got in the basement. And we'll buy Danny a $20,000 car, $10,000 more than I expected to pay.
Yeah, which was
Jesse,
nothing, because it was the insurance money.
Jesse even said, Joey was like, how many jokes am I going to have to tell him? And Jesse was like, how many fucking bugs am I going to have to kill? Does Jesse get paid per bug?
Yeah, apparently. They just pay him for the tight pants.
They should have had John Stamos come in on Breaking Bad working for the bug sprayers.
Wait a second. Is Uncle Jesse a male stripper?
He just says he is an exterminator, and that's like his costume. I'm the exterminator.
Sorry, ladies.
Rips off.
I've got to come in and clean. And like, you've got some bed bugs in the house.
That's not sexy. You got to work on that.
I don't know. I think
let
I,
me spray
you.
Let me spray your corners.
I got to climb in the crawl space.
Alright.
So we get the bidding war.
They buy the car.
For 11.5.
For 11.5.
Danny,
the guy fucked up.
Danny backs out of the bidding war. The guys try to leave, and the guy's desperate to sell the car. They get it for 11.5. They go back to the house, correct?
Why did the salesman not just say, oh, he retracted his bid, then take it to 20? How did he fuck that up so badly?
They always, it's because of the, they, always, like, they always just like make everything overly complicated. Like, oh, don't tell this person that for this reason, even though they would completely understand it.
Well, at the very beginning of the episode, when Danny's leaving with the chauffeur, the girls leave to go to school, and he says to Joey and Jesse, hey, no parties. Keep this our secret. And then left. And I was like, why does that have to be a secret? Who is it a secret from that he doesn't want a party? From the kids? Like, it made zero sense.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was a strange line.
I didn't think about that.
It irked me.
All right, they get home. Danny has a pamphlet in his car for, did anybody catch the car model?
A Jeep something.
Some Wagoneer?
Kind of yeah, it was like a family.
An SUV. Like
but not
family,
an SUV.
Yeah.
It was like a family vehicle of the 80s. And he was like talking about how practical it is and all the features that it has.
Once again,
and how excited he was about
Danny's
it.
Danny's got no ball.
Yeah. And he was excited to learn what all those features actually meant.
Because I don't know what features they could possibly be, like anti-lock brakes.
No, he mentioned something
like power
about
windows. Or
no,
something.
It wasn't even that simple. It was like something with the tires and the rims, like self-sealing, you know, tires or something like that. And it was like, yeah, aren't they all?
Yeah, I don't know. So then the guys are like, oh no, did he already buy the car? But I assumed where this was going was that he already bought the car, and then they were going to have two cars.
Yeah, that's...
But he hadn't actually even bought it yet. Like, he was just looking at buying it. Who gives a shit?
That would have been much more of a real conflict to
have.
Also, I don't understand why they would go to that dealership to use his insurance money to replace the car that they fucked up, instead of just bringing him to the dealership. Like, surprise, we found your car. You can buy it for the same amount that you're getting back for the insurance.
Once again, they just have to make everything overly complicated.
It's the Rube Goldberg of family sitcoms.
It's the Rube Goldberg effect on your fucking Full House. Emotional music. Danny talks about how you have to move on in life. And this was, while he was still considering buying the new car, talking about how he doesn't need Bullet anymore and it's time to move on. I'm 30 now. Gotta be old.
It was total. I was like,
life.
Holy shit, this is about his wife. I know, I didn't realize that the car.
That car
like,
was not about his wife. That car.
The
was
realization at the end, though, was definitely about, like, where he's like, you gotta move on, and blah, 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 and the emotion. I thought the car was about his wife, no?
Well, it was about his wife, but then it ends with them saying, oh, well, we got you the car, and he's like, awesome! So it's you had this realization and then immediately negated it by saying that you were happy about what you got.
Yeah, well, then he did give the car a dude name.
Yeah, we'll get to that in one sec. The other thing that caught me was when Jesse earlier tells him that he smashed the car and they're discussing that and how important the car was. He got it when he was 20 and he had it for all his time, for all these important events. You know, oh, you know, when you had your first job interview and you had your family in this car and you moved here with your car. My next thought was, you drove to your wife's funeral in that car. It's not all positive.
Yeah, wife and the car are tied together and it somehow involves DJ's age and the ancient aliens.
And their women intuition.
And the Illuminati and...
No, you know what? DJ was born in the backseat of that car the day that he bought it.
On his way to his first job.
His way to his first...
Wait. And she ruined... The wife ruined the seats. That's why he eventually kills her.
And he needed the seat covers.
And that's how DJ gets the magical psychic powers.
What if
connections.
The Star Whackers are involved?
Oh, wow.
What if the Star Whackers killed his wife trying to get
the
to
ones
him?
After Dennis Quaid or
Randy Quaid.
And his wife.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, according to Randy Quaid, they've already gotten Philip Seymour Hoffman. They've gotten Michael Jackson.
Do you think
Robin Williams, Carradine.
Maybe this was like their early, because you can't go straight for those guys right off, right? You kind of have to build up your operation before you can get to that level.
What if it was a botched attempt at Bob Saget, at Danny Tanner? They got the wife on accident.
The wife came in when she wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, that was DJ's psychic powers that kept that from, like, Danny from dying. I'm named after you. I can't let you die.
She's not really.
I
found
know,
out.
I know.
But, clearly he has money, and he had it when he was 20. He bought that car. Maybe they were onto him then.
With celebrity killers, like, were they around?
Star whackers.
Did he come up with that term in the video where he's having sex with his wife? While
it came from one of the previous videos, right. But yeah. It's worth watching.
Was around in 77? Because that would have been 77.
Maybe.
Where was Danny Tanner hanging out in 1977?
When he was 20 year old?
He was at home. I think he could drink then, right? Because it was 18.
Yeah. He was at home building model airplanes.
He was in college, presumably. He has a job.
He was at his dorm building model airplanes.
For some reason, I think he was on the golf team.
Where did Danny Tanner go to college?
Him and Nodal. Driving golf carts around.
Yeah, being all creepy together.
Outside.
Both wearing the extreme top comb over.
Oh my god. Anybody that knows what that is going to fucking love it.
I like to picture Danny Tanner outside of the school with his golf bag while everybody's walking past and go home. Just
you were in
out.
That class, right?
Nodal's class?
You were in that one with me, right? Were we in the same Nodal class where he was all creepy?
He was always creepy, but yeah, I had him senior year for calculus or trigonometry.
Yeah, I think we had the same.
Gorsegner, Doss.
I don't even remember.
There's a bunch of us in that class.
Yeah, he was a creep.
I liked him.
Yeah, it looked like he had to. It looked like he skinned one of those red squirrels and put that shit right on top of his head.
Squirrel kid scab? Squirrel skin cap?
We go into very specific details about some people in this podcast, I've realized. Like full names and business.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, nobody listens to it.
Yeah, nobody listens to it.
Mira Patel ain't making the drive up here.
If we get sued by Mr. Nodal, I will take that, whatever the cost.
He's big in Canada. She might know him, our Canadian listener.
That's a song he used to sing in class, right? Big in Canada.
You know what I'll do? I will take a picture of Mr. Nodal out of the yearbook and post it on
the
website.
I don't know if that's a picture. What if he reverse image searches himself?
I'll just spell his name differently so it doesn't come up.
Don't put
the
K up again. Put a Q-U-E-N-O-D-L.
We talked about this because we're planning on doing another show that's a little bit more personal. And I was thinking about, for stories like this, we need to come up with fake names for people. We'll just call him Mr. Noodle.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Noodle. We're not that.
Yeah, what if Elmo comes after us? Yeah.
Mr. Noodle. I'll put a picture of Mr. Noodle up, and I won't actually put his real name, even though we already said it.
No one will ever figure this one out.
So, about Danny's college experience, first of all, I tried to look up where Danny went to college, and the only thing I can find was this factoid, that Danny went to college on a billiards scholarship, which is not a thing.
It might have been. Maybe Minnesota Fats had it.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
And that Asian lady had it? You know, the one that's insane.
Spider? Jeanette Lee?
Yeah. You always see her playing pool on the...
Yeah.
You're talking about the Black Widow.
Yeah, Jeanette Lee.
Jeanette Lee.
She studied under Frank, who owned the pool hall at Highlands.
Yo, that's why, because she was always on the TV there.
And he had autographed posters and shit over the walls. He taught her fucking pool shit.
That place was the best.
The other podcast, we're getting into that.
The other show, we want to talk about, specific things. That pool hall was one of the episodes.
You know
so
what
knowing that you know that is good.
I googled Black Cat Records to try and find a picture of it online. There is, nothing. It's, impossible.
It was pre-internet.
Yeah,
it's age.
Insane how things just disappear like that.
And that was
98. Yeah, I know. That wasn't even that long ago.
For anything pre-social media. Now, there's nothing you can't find. But, that's, that cusp where you can't find that shit.
Are you guys glad
me.
We're talking about all this on a Full House?
We should do a Black
Wait,
Cat's
full what?
This is when you end up just dropping out at the end of a podcast where you're like, these guys have been going on too. I'm good on. I've listened to an hour and 20 minutes of this podcast. I ain't making it an hour and 40 minutes.
This is the way I'm looking at it, dude. We have been gone for 4 months because
people are clamoring for this.
We've had people question.
Yeah, we had people ask if we were coming back. We said yeah. We had an Indiegogo campaign. Thanks for contributing, Chris. Thanks, appreciate it. The other contributor was me.
I was gonna say we had two daughters. Thanks, Tucker.
That was really just like I can't afford to fix my computer. It's Christmas. So I was trying to see if we could accelerate it.
I got some issues that we can discuss off.
I got in trouble.
I suggested in November, hey, maybe we could try like a Kickstarter or something. He's like, I don't think anyone's going to pay for that. And it's like a week before Christmas. He's like, I put an Indiegogo up. Like, no one's going to pay for it now. It's Christmas time.
Well, whatever. Yeah, we're should back do it now.
Tax return season.
Oh, fuck. Well, if anybody wants to do that, you still can because the computer's still fucked up and I'm doing something different now.
Just send that check directly to Tucker and what's your address?
I'm not releasing that.
Just meet me in the corner in Carr Avenue.
Look for the guy with the light up speakers.
Yeah, listen for some Bob Seger playing and the fights that happen at 2 a.m.
The guy with the Giants colored zebra parachute pants.
And the bicycle from his DUI. He can't drive around town.
Okay.
So they buy the car. Danny explains that he's come to terms with no longer having the car.
Yeah, so
and then
Danny
he gets excited.
And then he gets over it. And then he gets what he really wanted.
They're codependent. He moves on and they drag him right back into it again. But
it's like, I figured something out in my life. And now I'm just going to completely erase it and go back to where I was.
Yeah, so then, you know, he plays it cool. And, oh, thanks, guys. This is great. Whatever. Let's take it for a ride. And the guys leave the room.
Okay. Yeah, the guys, you're going to get to the name, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure we didn't miss that.
Yeah, so then he pops out the back door again and says, see you in a little bit, Walter.
Walter the car.
He named the car Walter.
That is so weird. Like, that's like it breaks all rules, right? Like, it's like bad luck and shit.
If you name an inanimate object, you name it after a woman.
You know, like, Latin, how, like, what? Name, what?
Maybe he named his car after a guy.
Maybe
has something to do with his
Walter.
Wife. I don't know. Maybe
that was her middle name.
But not wanting to, like,
Walter was the
to,
first
like,
guy. His
what
wife,
was
Fang.
His name, Pam? Pam Walter?
Pam Walter.
Did they
Pam Walter Tanner?
They did early on. God, the first, like, 5 episodes
big
were
big bummers.
Oh.
Yeah.
My wife's dead.
That thing
my wife.
Episode dead. Was.
My wife.
My wife. Everybody. No.
Okay. I'm gonna have to do this. So, Walter. Something happens here, and it
are
was very
okay?
upsetting to me.
I see that
on a personal level. The music hits. The beep beep. Beep beep.
Oof.
And it wasn't the Beatles. It was God only knows.
I think it was a step up from the Beatles version, to be honest with you.
Oh my God. They are just taking all of the things that I love. Like musical artists that I love. The James Brown.
Yeah, was this worse than the James Brown to you? I thought the James Brown one was way worse.
I don't feel as strongly about this song as I did about that one. If it was a different Beatles song that like I really cared about, I'd probably be more upset. That song I never loved anyway, but taking a Beatles song that was not my favorite and then making it so bad.
Yeah, it's just like turning 80s on this synthesizer.
I'm just picturing like, hey Jude!
Was I making audible noises when that was happening? Because I was really like, oh my God.
It was quite spectacularly 80s.
And the video was, it was basically the shot from, they took B-roll from the intro, right?
It was the first time we've seen something from the intro credits actually in an episode.
With that horrible version of Drive My Car playing.
I'm trying to think of alternate bad versions of Beatles songs that they're going to use in the future.
I can't even think about it. That was really, like...
Did they have to pay Michael Jackson? Right? It was that probably right
did.
Around that time.
He
right?
collected a check from that episode.
Oh, I can pull up some numbers and like cross reference them and figure it out.
If Michael Jackson made some money
because
off
I think
of
Michael
it.
Jackson only owned he either only owned the recordings or he only owned the music, but it wasn't both.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you own the songs or if you own the recordings.
On season 2 of Serial.
Did Michael Jackson make money from this Full House episode and Sonic 3? You hear about that? Michael Jackson helped the guy who wrote all the chiptune?
Yes, Sonic I have 3. Heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But they didn't use any of
They didn't use his name because he wasn't happy with the processor's like ability, but apparently some of the melodies are still melodies that Michael Jackson.
I was under the impression they didn't use any of that stuff. Yeah. It's a weird world we live in.
Yeah, you can really find anything out now. It's kind of scary.
Well, that's our episode.
Yeah. That was it.
Turning 30 sucks. They can find out anything.
I should have killed myself when I killed Pam.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Should we do plugs? Do you want to plug OGVHS?
Oh, well, actually, the plugging is probably going to go the other way. I'll have to cut this back in because I kind of want... Maybe I'll do some, like, post-roll.
It's like, a cross-promotional.
Take the credits and then do this.
Yeah, we can send it both ways. One of our three fans.
Do you want to pimp your
Twitter?
Let me try to start this off again fresh. So, is there anything that you wanted to plug? Mr. Copacetic with a K.
On any of your social networks. Hit me up.
Mr. Copacetic.
I'll talk Full House all day. And how my brother ate mushrooms and thought my mom was Ozzy Osbourne.
And we have our website, milkmanpaperboy.com.
Fullhouse.sexy.
Fullhouse.sexy, which is easier to remember.
Milkman Pod, Paperboy Pod on Twitter.
Yep.
Follow Milkman Pod, Paperboy Pod.
Thank you all for joining us again. Man Pod. It's good to be back.
We really should
just try to do this regularly. Thank you. And goodbye.
And Scooter can go fuck himself.
Tucker, can we talk?
Yeah, sure, buddy. What's up?
I know we're having a good time here and all. I got a lot on my mind.
What's going on? Tell me about it.
I feel like we've done a lot of work in trying to make a good podcast.
Yeah, we have done a lot of work.
Well, you have done a lot of work on making a good podcast. And I just don't know if enough people are aware of it.
Yeah, you know, the numbers have been a little bit low. Nobody's going to our website. Nobody's visiting fullhouse.sexy.
I'm really upset about it. And I don't know how to fix it.
We only have one tweet.
We have one like on Facebook that we don't know personally. And I just... It's hard. What could we do?
Well, you know what we could do? We could go tell everyone that we know that listens to podcasts to go and type in their browser fullhouse.sexy.
Is that a pornography site?
No, it's not. It's a site with a wonderful podcast about Full House.
Wow, I'm going to have to go tell people about this.
Yeah, go tell your friends. Go like it on Facebook and send messages on Twitter to @MilkmanPod or @PaperboyPod.
Tucker, why did you just sound like the movie phone guy?
I don't know.
But is it enough for them to just go there? Is there anything else they can do while they're there?
While they're there, they have the opportunity that they can subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes, or they can subscribe via RSS if they're into that kind of thing.
Could they like us on Facebook? Maybe
they could do that. They could follow us on Instagram what is that fucking stupid thing called?
Tumblr?
No, well, there's that too. That stupid thing with all the pictures on it. Pinterest.
Should they rate and review us? I don't know if I can take that kind of criticism.
You know, I think you can. I know you're a sensitive man. I know you have a lot of feelings. But you know what? You're good enough. Someday people will listen to your podcast. Someday they will go to your Facebook page.
Fullhouse.sexy.
Milkman Pod. Paperboy Pod.
We'll see you next week. An ABC News brief. Now from Washington.
Radio. Discomfort.